It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. Today's the birthday of American financier John Pierpont Morgan, Sr., who was born in Hartford, Connecticut in 1837. America's preeminent banker, he dominated corporate finance and industrial consolidation in the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He was the son of Junius Spencer Morgan and Juliet Pierpont. Young Morgan had a varied education due in part to his father's plans for him. In September 1851, he passed the entrance exam for the English High School in Boston, a school specializing in mathematics to prepare young men for careers in business. In April 1852, he contracted rheumatic fever, which left him in so much pain that he could not walk, and his father sent him to the Azores to recover. He convalesced there for almost a year and then returned to the English High School in Boston to resume his studies. After graduation, his father sent him to Belle Reve, a school in Switzerland, where he gained fluency in French. Next, his father sent him on to the University of Göttingen in Germany in order to improve his German. He attained a passable level of German within 6 months and also a degree in art history, and then he traveled back to London via Wiesbaden with his formal education completed. He went into banking in 1857 at the London branch of the merchant banking firm Peabody Morgan & Company, a partnership between his father and George Peabody, founded 3 years earlier. In 1858, he moved to New York to join the banking house of Duncan Sherman & Company, the American representatives of Peabody & Company abroad. During the American Civil War, in an incident known as the Hall Carbine Affair, Morgan financed the purchase of 5,000 rifles from an army arsenal at $3.50 each, which were then resold to a field general for $22 each. Incidentally, Morgan had avoided serving during the war by paying a substitute $300 to take his place. His prominence as a financier rose steadily, and in 1892 he arranged the merger of Edison General Electric and Thompson-Houston Electric Company to form General Electric. He also played important roles in the formation of the United States Steel Corporation, International Harvester, and AT&T. At the height of Morgan's career in the early 20th century, he and his partners had financial investments in many large corporations and had significant influence over the nation's high finance and members of the United States Congress. He directed the banking coalition that stopped the Panic of 1907, and he was the leading financier of the Progressive Era. His dedication to efficiency and modernization helped transform American business. Adrian Woolridge characterized Morgan as America's greatest banker of all time. He died in Rome in his sleep in 1913 at the age of 75, leaving his fortune and business to his son. Biographer Ron Chernow estimated his fortune at only $118 million, and $50 million of that was tied up in his vast art collection, a net worth that prompted John D. Rockefeller to say, "And to think, he wasn't even a rich man." Well, it's all relative, I suppose. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 17th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.